Theater Square. Theater Square has been famous since the middle of the 18th century. At that time, it was a waste ground where folk festivals and entertaining plays were organized. People were able to enjoy the performances of the play actors, watch open-air stages, and ride on a merry-go-round or carousel. That is why, at first, this place was called Carousel Square. The title Theater Square became permanent only at the beginning of the 19th century. At present day, the main decoration of the square is the Mariinsky Theater, the main symbol of St. Petersburg's musical life. This is a magnificent green building decorated with fretwork. It is customary to date back the history of the Mariinsky Theater to 1783, when the architect Rinaldi completed the building of the Bolshoi Kamenny Theater on Carousel Square. For a long time, it was the largest theater in Europe. The Bolshoi Kamenny Theater brought artistic honor to St. Petersburg. On its stage starred Istomina, Karatigin, and Taglioni. The first part of the 19th century was undoubtedly the golden age of the Bolshoi Theater. Here, the musical compositions of Mozart, Rossini, Donizetti, and Verdi were staged. Opposite the Kamenny Theater, a theater circus was built, where the Russian opera troupe moved. When a fire burned down this building, the architect Kavos erected a new construction. Namely, this building took the title Mariinsky Theater in honor of Emperor Alexander III's wife, Maria Alexandrovna. The opening ceremony took place in 1860. Eduard Napravnik became the court music director. It is precisely on this stage where the premieres of the most significant operas in the history of Russian music were hosted. Compositions by Mussorgsky, Borodin, Rimsky-Korsakov. The ballet company was headed by Marius Liepa. He held the belief, as Tchaikovsky, that, quote, "the ballet is the same kind of thing as symphony," unquote. As a result of their cooperation, Sleeping Beauty and the Nutcracker emerged, while Swan Lake gained new life. On the stage of the Mariinsky Theater starred actors and actresses of the opera and ballet, including Matilda Kshesinskaya and Anna Pavlova, Vaclav Nijinsky and Mikhail Baryshnikov, Fyodor Chalyapin and Sofia Preobrazhenskaya. During Soviet times, the theater received the title of Kirov and became famous not only in the Soviet Union, but abroad as well. Its repertoire included ballet classics, along with new pieces. The historic title was returned to the theater only in 1992. The art of Russian ballet has always been associated primarily with the Mariinsky Theater, as if it picked up the torch from the Bolshoi Kamenny Theater, the latter which was turned into an educational establishment. The building was radically reconstructed for the needs of a St. Petersburg conservatory. This oldest musical institution in the country was established by Anton Rubinstein. On the two sides of the conservatory, monuments to the composers Glinka and Rimsky-Korsakov were added in the 20th century.